Mi chiedi se mi piace Kinder, perché non lo so. Per caso stai insinuando che son grassissimo.
That was good.
Mario doesn't laugh when something's in his own language, apparently.
I know.
Yeah, it's not funny.
It's a lot harder to impress him in Italian.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Episode 13.
There we go, Mike again with a sexy voice.
13 episodes, and that's the first time we had the song in Italian.
Was my Italian at least correct in that song?
It was correct.
That's good.
Say it again, the word in...
Insinuando? Is that right?
I think that's right.
Insinuando.
When I was singing it, it didn't sound right.
Yeah.
Insinuare.
It's not a word we use a lot, I think. No. But yeah.
I didn't know.
In English, I love it. I was trying to make it fit all the time. But
insinuate. Yeah, you do. You use it all the time.
I love that word, yeah.
Yep.
Favorite word.
That's like the other... What's my new English word that I love?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Oh, I don't know this. Caddy.
Cattywampus?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. I saw it on a commercial, and it said that somebody was getting old cattywampus on somebody or something. Get old cattywampus? I don't know. I just like the way it sounds. Probably it's a swear. I don't know, but
no,
I don't think it is.
You think it means like slanted or askew?
I have no clue what those words mean.
You're not reading that out of a dictionary.
No, I'm not. No, I think it means like you do something like at a weird angle or like a.
Cattywampus?
All over the place.
So, like, the bakery is cattywampus the post office?
It's not a verb. You can't cattywampus something. I've been cattywampused.
It's not a verb.
You cattywump.
No, it is. No, the bakery is cattywampus from the thing. It's not a verb.
It's an adjective.
Yeah. Hello, okay. What happened to the dictionary you ate?
What?
I thought you were using it as a verb. I thought you said the baker is cattywampusing something.
Oh. No, I said the bakery is cattywampus the post office.
I don't even think it's a real word.
No, it's not a word.
That means it's across the street from it. No?
No.
Listen, I'm going to be an immigrant, but I'm pretty sure that's
someone,
me.
I don't know how, like someone ran
across the
field cattywampus.
Yeah.
Like in a slanted direction.
But don't get old cattywampus on me.
I don't know who said that.
No one says that.
I think that's what the commercial
people
says.
Don't use that word actually.
Well,
ever.
I'm gonna start using it. So okay. If I'm using it,
all right. Can you use it during the podcast?
He just did.
Yeah, I know.
Keep it incorrectly.
Bring it back every now and then.
I'll make sure I will. So, okay. Brad, what are we talking about today?
We have a lot to talk about today.
We do.
Yes. Tons of things.
What
we're gonna have a. You're not supposed to ask that.
What do you mean?
That's not how we rehearsed it.
I think our listeners want to know what we're going to be talking about.
Well, we'll have a Napolitan lesson.
That's for sure.
Coming a little later on.
I have also news for you guys.
Really?
Okay. It's not news about me. It's just something that I read in the newspaper.
You're asking me what we're going to talk about, and then you tell me we have
I just
news.
Said what I have. Come on.
Yeah. I have some stories.
I have some good questions for Mario.
They're going to be cut, Mike.
Story time. That should be a new... what do you call those things? Segment of our podcast.
So what's the first thing we're going to talk about?
Actually, I had another thing here. We had a new name for Mario.
What?
Yeah. Bizarrio.
Bizarrio?
Yeah.
When did it come from?
Because somebody said, oh, Mario, he's so bizarre.
Yeah.
We just said Bizarrio.
Nah. When Brett says we, he means him, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it sounds like there's more people involved.
So no, I don't feel myself being bizarre.
Mario...
Go ahead.
Did you see Giselle on the Jimmy Fallon show?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Were you expecting me to say yes?
Yes, I totally was.
I'm sorry.
Wow. All right, then we'd have nothing to talk about today.
That's it. That was the whole thing we had.
That was it.
No, why? What happened?
No, she was on.
I saw her live.
Good story.
That's all you need to know.
I saw her live. That's all I need to know.
Oh,
I saw
yeah.
With her baby, remember?
Through the looking glass.
Yes. And you told You've me, never told that on the podcast.
You told me to tell her, I really love your husband.
Yes. That's what I get Mario to tell.
Is that what you told her when you saw her?
No, Brett was like, when you see her today, tell her, I really love you, husband.
I love you, husband.
Yeah,
something like that.
Something like that.
Mario saw Giselle at the airport, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also saw Tom Brady, but he didn't know who he was.
Probably.
That's true.
So like, oh, the guy carrying
No, that's a true
bags.
Story.
I thought really the story went. You don't know the story?
He was really there?
He was... I got hired on a Monday, and it wasn't like on a Wednesday. It was 3 days after I got hired, really like the same week.
Mm-hmm.
And I arrived at the airport every time before the flight. I used to work at an airport, by the way, people sure know. And before the flight, we have a briefing. So people tell you, today we're going to have like 5 wheelchairs, people going there. So you get prepared to what's happening. And they told us, also, we're going to have a VIP, which is Tom Brady. And everybody was so happy, you know, like, hey, Tom Brady. And in the moment of silence, they heard me asking to another Italian lady that works there. I'm like, who's Tom Brady? Because I had no clue who Tom Brady was. I just moved here out of the boat. I have no clue who Tom Brady is.
Did someone try to play a joke on you and tell you?
No, and they were like, so you don't know Tom Brady. So my boss was like, you don't know who Tom Brady is? I'm like,
he was an architect. No. He had three boys, and he married another lady with three girls.
It's actually a sign about them.
Yeah. Here's the story. I was like, no, I don't know who he is. And so they were like, okay, so you're going to escort him to the lounge because you're not going to be all crazy about it because you know who he is.
You're not going to try to hug him.
So like I got stuck escorting him to the lounge with this random stranger, what? Which I had no clue who he was. Yep.
I'm so disappointed in you.
That's my story, and I don't even...
Was he wearing Uggs?
No, that was before the contract.
I just remember that he was tall and skinny.
Yeah, he's like 6'4", right?
He's pretty tall. That's all I remember.
Man.
But I was a star for a day without knowing it.
Was that the same day Giselle was there?
I don't think you were a star for a day.
Well, according...
Just because you walked Tom Brady doesn't make you a star.
A star for a day.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyways, I felt important for that day, even though I have no clue that guy was next to me.
You carried the fate of the franchise in your hands.
That's true.
And then, like, a month later, we have the wife and the kid going to Paris.
The wife. Is that what you said to him?
Also known as Supermodel Giselle.
So is the wife going to fly, too?
Where's the wife today?
Where's the wife?
So that's my story with Tom Brady.
Oh, man.
Good story.
We see a lot of famous people, though. I mean, I saw Salma Hayek flew with us.
Really?
Then, who's that guy? I don't remember his name. We had a lot of actors.
Somebody
and
extremely
players.
Important, but Mario didn't know who they were.
No, like a lot of people from France were important, so I have no clue. People, government.
Yeah, nobody cares about them.
Right, all those French people were no clue. And then there was also the, a lot of Italian, like the guy that owns the Ferrari. What's his name?
Ferrari.
Fiat, I'm sorry, not Ferrari. The Fiat.
What's his name? Ferrari.
It's Vinny, Ferrari, so that owns the Ferrari.
Signore Ferrari.
Vinny Fiat. Anyways, I saw those people, but I have no clue who those people were, so.
It's good.
That's the boring story of my life.
Leave it to Mario to tell me that he saw Giselle.
We'll cut that out, for sure.
And leave out, I spent the day with Tom Brady, too.
I didn't spend the day. I just went to the lounge. I'm like, sit here till we call you back.
Okay.
That's it.
Was he nice?
Oh, and he told me anytime I want to stay at his summer house, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. Wasn't important.
I'm also invited to his passing camp.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it.
Was he nice?
He was nice, but we didn't talk or anything. I don't know who he was.
So how do you know if he was nice?
Yeah. He looked nice.
We don't even have to ask.
You know me. It's hard that I see that people look nice.
He's handsome, so Mario thought he was a nice guy.
As long as you're skinny and tall,
he looks like a good person to me.
Well, that's good. That wasn't part of our agenda for today, but
right.
No, that
what's on your agenda?
Those are the kind of bonuses
but
you
see,
get.
People think we need to have an agenda.
No, we don't need an agenda.
We don't need an agenda.
Oh, yes, we do.
How the tables have turned. This is me, like, 6 months ago being like, we should do more structured things. And you guys are like, nah.
I think we tried a couple of times. It's just, I don't know.
So what do you have? You said you have questions for me.
I had a rare privilege last month.
To be my friend?
Of pretty close about to have you as a roommate for like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, God, I'm scared. What happened? Where did we go?
Oh, we had some interesting experiences.
You don't know about this, Mario?
What?
I learned some things about Mario.
Yeah, you stayed over there for like 4 days. I even
at your house?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, but I don't know what you learned about me in those 4 days.
Well, Mario
scared.
He had like 2 days that he was taking off of work, and I had the days off.
Oh yeah, because I had a plan and that didn't work out.
I was like, Mario, why don't you just come stay with me? It's kind of like a home vacation, whatever. We'll just hang out, and do whatever. So I learned that. Mario was, I don't know how this came out, but somehow Mario found a recorder in my house. You know what a recorder is?
You mean like the instrument?
Yeah, like the plastic,
like a
flute-ish
kind of thing.
Yeah, flute-ish. You use when you're in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Mario thinks he's like an expert.
Not apparently.
Recorder.
I am.
And he sees it and he's like, I used to play this in like the whole rest of the weekend. All he was doing was trying to play songs on the recorder like the entire time.
You sneak up on me once.
Did he get any better? Did he get good?
I recorded him.
I was there.
When I recorded him?
In your kitchen.
Yeah, but he posted a video.
You saw it on Instagram.
I felt like I was there.
Yeah, that's good. That was the point.
Well, he caught me by surprise. I would have not played. I have all the notes because I... I loved. I know how to play that. So I downloaded all the notes, the do re mi fa sol la, whatever, all the notes. So I just in front of me, and I was reading them, and I was playing them.
He was legit obsessed with that. Like I would come down to his bedroom in the morning, and he'd be in there playing his recorder.
It's true. Sorry.
Mike would roll over at 5:30 and see Mario waking up.
No, we were in the same room. No. Don't make it even more creepy. Okay.
Yeah. We what? Didn't want
sleeping bag, whatever. Yeah.
Anyways,
we're not 12.
We've got a lot of that in our house lately.
That's my only artistic vein I have. That's it. I don't know the to draw. I don't know how to do anything, but at least I know to.
But you blow minds with the recorder.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And I discovered to a new depth your love of him. Because all Mario would talk about that entire weekend was Mike. We need to buy a ham. we need to buy
there
a ham.
There was a snowstorm coming. If you have to have
we need to buy a ham right now.
My thing is, if you know that there is a snowstorm, that's for our listeners, for our potato heads. If there is a snowstorm coming, buy a ham. You can leave for like days out of that ham.
I was half expecting you to call it an ham. NM.
Buy an ham. What's wrong with it? Is it right?
Pan Am.
Buy a ham?
Yes.
There is no N?
No. No, you're right.
There is an N. An ham.
An historic event.
An ham.
There is no N? A ham.
Doesn't sound right.
And
I hate you people. Anyways.
Yeah.
A ham can like make you survive for days.
I knew we were going to hear about the properties of a ham.
I don't know. I just love it. And then you texted me.
Yeah.
Say the story.
No, Mario kept saying we were in the supermarket at one point. Yeah. He's like, we need to get a ham. And I was like, what? It's just me and you. He's like, no, we need a ham. And I was like, I'm not buying a ham.
We need a ham for my go bag.
And he's like, no, I want a ham. And he's like, this smells so good. I want a ham. And I was like,
oh, because we were at the Stop and Shop,
right.
And they were offloading the trucks of the ham. And actually, they were like tasting. You know, they were doing the tastings out to people to buy the ham.
Yeah.
So it was smelling really good in there. I was like, we need to buy a ham.
So I was like, I'm not buying a ham.
Yeah. Ham addiction.
So I didn't buy a ham. And then the whole rest of the weekend, he's like, we should have bought that ham.
We should have bought that ham. I texted him like almost every day.
And then like a week later, I went home and opened my fridge. And guess what I saw? A ham.
There was a ham in the fridge.
So I sent a picture to Mario. And I was like, Mario, here's the ham you've always wanted. And then
and we all enjoyed it.
And then, we invited Mario over when we made the ham.
I invited myself over to the house because it was a ham.
Okay.
I love ham.
I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. He's obsessed.
So I'm obsessed with ham. I don't know why. But it has to be the spiral?
Is that spiral ham.
Spiral ham with the glaze on top, whatever. Mm-hmm. The fatter, the better.
Yep.
If it's lean, we don't want that.
No.
Who would? Nobody likes a lean ham.
No.
That sounds like it should be an expression. You know what they say? Face. Nobody likes a lean ham.
That proposal's a real lean ham.
So, yeah.
It's take off in the business world.
And that was it. That was all I had.
That was more than enough.
I found this news on the... I heard it on the radio the other day. So... A Nashville Opera Company singer.
Okay.
Amy
okay.
Herbst.
Herbst?
It's Herbst.
How do you spell that?
H-E-R-B-S-T.
Oh, okay. You're saying it perfectly then.
In your face. It's suing Uncle Sam, claiming that an operation performed during childbirth then went...
Awry.
It's too complicated. Awry.
Cattywampus.
It's called it went cattywampus. That went cattywampus. Has caused her excessive farting incontinence and put her career in jeopardy.
It's caused excessive farting?
Yes.
Jeopardy.
So I love this sentence that says, she can't perform without farting. She doesn't have to worry about breaking glass. She has to worry about breaking winds. So, poor lady, can you just picture performing in front of everybody, like the Sydney Opera House, and like farting in the middle of the opera?
Honey, when they add a trombone.
she will always be.
I think it, she can market it that way. Yeah, scale, right? Like a dual tone.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Mario, sing like a high note for me. Just do it. Just go.
No. Yeah, performance anxiety. You're
like that guy from Mary Poppins.
Yeah, performance plays, like, anxiety.
Mario just farted.
Just thinking about it.
What?
She's like, va, pensier.
I'd go see that. The amazing singer.
Yeah, but what if
woman.
She also, like, she's going to go to court and they're going to ask her to sing in front of the jury?
Exhibit so they're going to see if she can prove it.
Prove it. So she's going to be like, I know that then a fart right.
Ladies and gentlemen, exhibit A.
Are they going to microphone her? They're going to put a microphone?
Like, yeah, maybe.
Position the microphone.
And a match?
It's like, yep, that's real fart.
Position a microphone.
Position, I mean, come on. Poor lady, we're laughing. But this poor lady's fighting her career out.
I'm surprised that wasn't the headline.
Yeah, I mean, poor lady, I felt bad for her. But that's
her, singer, her career, gone with the wind.
Gone with the wind.
So where'd you find that?
I'm informed.
What kind of a news? What kind of a viable?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a private source.
Okay. Let's see. What else do I have for you? I had a list of words. So I had a list of words that were growing. So we were at a party and somebody said, you know, why don't we ask Mario, like, popular expressions and see if he knows what they
like
mean.
Like what?
Okay. You want me to tell? You want to do this?
I'm
or no?
Scared.
Are we going to do this?
Yeah. Let's okay. Do it.
Tomfoolery.
Huh?
Tomfoolery.
Isn't it an actor? No. Yes.
No.
It's still an actor.
Tomfoolery.
Tom, yes.
Starring Tomfoolery.
It's not Tom is the name.
John
Foolery
Slattery
must be the last name.
No, Tomfoolery is a thing.
Blanca, do you know who Tomfoolery is? Okay. See, she doesn't know either. You guys are inventing this word. You gotta kind of put
something.
No,
it's a real thing.
Google.
It's a noun. It's not a person.
What does that mean?
It means like
you have to guess. What do you think it means?
Tomfoolery.
Yeah. It's not a person.
Not a person.
Tomfoolery.
It's a thing.
Can you use it in a sentence? Yeah, you'd walk into a room where Brett's on his head spinning around and you say, what is this tomfoolery?
What is this stupid thing happening?
If only people could see
happening?
The look on his face right now.
Sort of.
What is this stupid
just
thing that he's
goofing
doing?
Goofing off, yeah.
Just why like, don't you use goofing off?
You could. Old people say tomfoolery.
Okay, why would you think I would know? That's something you would know.
Teachers in school would say that. Okay. Okay, you want ready for the next one?
I am.
Ballyhoo.
Who?
I don't even know what this one means.
Ballyhoo?
Ballyhoo.
Ballyhoo.
Mike?
That's an actor.
It is?
It's a.
Yeah, he's from the Bollywood movies.
Yeah.
You're joking.
He's a rapper. Bally what?
Ballyhoo? No, ballyhoo must be like ballyhoo. Is that a good thing or a bad thing,
Mike?
It's
just give
neither.
Me that.
It's
a neutral.
It's
thing.
Neutral.
Yeah.
I feel ballyhoo today.
No, it's a noun.
No,
it's a noun. Yeah. You don't feel ballyhoo.
It's not bad. I got a ballyhoo today.
It's like a bellyache.
Yeah.
I had some Mexican food.
I ate somebody and I don't know who's in my belly.
Right.
Mike's going to tell us.
Mike is looking the definition online.
Mike
he doesn't
usually
even
responds
know.
With something that sounds like a dictionary.
I can't describe this one.
Mike eats dictionaries every morning.
It's
like
one page
of a dictionary.
Not an uproar or something, I think, right?
Is that a cereal? Dictionarios.
You guys don't even know the meaning.
No, I was close. I said an uproar. It says...
Yeah, right.
A clamorous and vigorous attempt to win customers or advance any cause, a clamor or outcry.
I have no clue what you just read.
All right, that's not a very good expression.
Or a half beak. Okay. Mario, what was the expression you learned? Remember, you were trying to tell me? Abazaka, kazawa. What's the word, Mike? There's a word for someone who doesn't like the holidays. Abazaka, kazawa,
kazawa,
kazawa.
Oh, I have abazaka,
and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. This goes on for a day. Abazaka, kazawa.
Because somebody called me like that.
Asaba,
and I'm like, Japanese person.
I have no idea. 2 days later, he's like, bah humbug.
Yeah.
I was like, really, Mario? Kazawa,
I don't know.
Bazaka?
Yeah, somebody called me Bahambag. I didn't know if it was a good thing, a bad thing, so I just Smiley politely left.
That was my next one on here.
So and then I went home, but I couldn't remember what they called me. So I couldn't even look that up on the dictionary. And then I was trying to go to my friend to look for help, but he had no clue what I was saying.
Yeah, because you said Kazawa.
Bazaka. I thought it was like a Chinese
You're
word.
You're like, I'm sure there's a K in there. That's what he said.
Yeah. I appreciate it was a K. Then it was Bahumbug.
Berserker. Okay. But, so The next one, chivalry.
That's when you're cold. Isn't that? You get the chivalry? No.
We need to do this bit every time.
What the people at home can't see
is this is
the,
new.
The glowing confidence on his face.
He said that. That's like, when you're cold.
I got this one.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
What is
you're
it?
Way off. Chivalry is...
You're thinking of shivering.
Shivering.
Oh my God, it's so close.
Chivalry. I think I pronounced it pretty clearly the first time. Chivalry.
I'm just picturing your face over and over again with the finger and everything. That's when you're cold.
It's not that.
It's not that.
What is it?
Chivalry is like when you do something...
Gentlemanly.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh my word. We have the same word in Italian.
What is it in Italian?
Cavalleria is when you're like...
Yep.
Yeah, that's but that's such it. An old word. Did you go like a look old people dictionaries?
Wait,
right
I'm going to ask you like normal words you use every day? Yeah. Mario, what's cereal? You know.
Well, cavalleria would be cavalier though, wouldn't it?
Probably would be chivalry where you said it.
It's a noun. It's a thing though. Because cavalier chivalry. Is an adjective.
Fal cavaliere, you can tell to somebody like be a gentleman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Chivalrous. Yeah.
Be chivalrous. Yeah.
Your face is a chivalrous face.
Kill two birds
with one stone. And
okay, okay, just making sure. That's like the when you do a lie detector me, and you ask somebody what
the
color
first
their
time
socks
actually
are.
A girl at work used that expression with me, and I looked at her like, "Why would you kill two birds?"
I was like, "I have a car. Why would I?"
I know.
Those why would you birds? Kill two why would you birds? Kill them?
I can kill more than that with
me
my
the
car.
Meaning of that.
That's all I had for those words. But see, I think we're going to have to do
he
this.
He was like, why don't you just light the nest on fire?
All right. Look, we haven't asked the Potato Heads to do anything in a while. So mm-hmm. How about for the next time?
Send in some words.
Send in some words. Although we need them, send them directly to me and Mike because you can't send them to Mario or he'll Google them beforehand.
Mario doesn't check the email. Come
That's
on.
That's true.
I don't.
All right. Send it to our...
I'm too popular for that.
Whatever social media account we have.
No, just send it to gmail.com. MarioKnowsBest@gmail.com.
There it is.
Mario. Do you have a Napolitan lesson for
yes.
us?
Yes. It's an expression.
This is
which
two.
Is, and that's a really used expression. Okay. It's Rishetto Babshanoj.
That sounds like Russian.
Are you gypsy?
It's Italian. It's actually the best language in the world. Rishetto Babshanoj. Vachanoj, I'm sorry. Rishetto Babshan Vachanoj. Ramudiemp Kadishpurtoz.
That idea. Was definitely Russian.
That was not. Gypsy.
So. It sounded like you were speaking backwards.
Basically means you guys are making fun of the beautiful, purest language in the world.
Brett, you're editing this one, right?
So, Brett, repeat.
I want you to get that bit and put it backwards and see if it sounds exactly the same.
You can just read it. It's right here. Read it.
It will.
Okay. It's the second one.
Okay, let me read it. See, this time you're actually helping me out.
Yeah, it's right there. Right, second one.
Ricet o papece.
Papish.
Papish. Ricet o papici. Faccia not an nok?
Nosh.
Nosh. Why is it a C with a colon? Nosh?
Because you're cutting nosh. The E at the end.
Ricet o papici.
Right.
Ne faca nosh.
Bacia.
Ne faca nosh.
No.
Ne faca nosh.
Ne faca nosh. Come pronunciare? Ci col colon.
Vac. Ricetto babsha bacia nosh.
I almost feel like I'm going to say something bad. Tiemp.
Ram utiemp.
Ram. What?
Ram utiemp.
Ram utiemp. Cat. Spirtos.
Desportos.
Yeah.
Can I see?
Which means...
Hold on. I want to see if I can figure it out.
Hold on. Let me see one more time.
A lot of times I can figure out these Napolitan ones, but this one I can't.
It's got something to do with fish.
It doesn't make any
fish?
Sense to me.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Ricetto papish.
It's a pish.
Pish. No. There's no pish involved.
Pishy.
It's something in our face or something like that?
No.
No.
But bach means... to speed somebody's
up?
Face.
Is it something about speeding up?
No.
Okay, I'm reading the translation underneath. It still doesn't make any sense.
Why, is there a translation underneath?
I think so, right?
Domini? No.
No, it's not.
In real Italian? Yes.
That it doesn't is. Make any sense, even in real Italian.
Yeah.
Read it in real Italian.
Opapsh is the... It's actually a little bug that flies, whatever. Okay. And you know, have you seen a hazelnut?
Yeah.
Sometimes hazelnuts have little holes inside.
Okay.
Little tiny holes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are done by bugs.
Uh-huh. Worms.
So basically the worms is telling them, give me the time, I'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah, but read what the literal translation is, because it doesn't make any sense that that's what it means.
Oh, I think it totally does make sense.
Of course you think so. I like the expression.
Disse il verme alla noce, dammi il tempo che ti svuoto.
Okay, maybe it does make sense.
Your face doesn't make sense, Mike, but we still are friends with you.
But what a long and cumbersome expression.
I know.
But oh, it's you so, just say,
give me time, I'll get there.
Give it time. That's give it. Time. That's the English expression. Give we'll it get time. There.
Because you English are like...
Give it time.
You guys know that I'm hard in expression. Time you know how much love there is in this expression?
That expression is about that expression.
I mean, you almost...
Give it time, I'll get to the end of this expression.
That was good. But nobody can use that. That's none of our listen, like anybody listening who's not.
Yeah, it's like time. When people tell me, like, give me the time and I'll do this.
Yeah, but they're like
I just
thinking,
need time to do this. You know what I mean?
You could remember.
Eventually, I'll get there. I just need time.
Would you ever say that entire thing? Yeah. Trying to actually say that whole thing?
That's the old expression.
You could remember
Bah Humbug. Say that whole thing?
It takes 2 seconds, Mike.
No, it took a while. It was like a poem. You're reciting a poem.
Because you guys are slow.
It's like an Italian haiku.
IQ. We say IQ even in Italian.
You do? What do you say?
I think it is.
Instinct call out.
That's like if someone said to us like, hey Brett, do you want to go to breakfast? And he was like, I do not like Greg and eggs and ham. I do not like it, Sam. I am. Like that whole thing. Just to say no. It's like, okay. You could just say no.
As the tape
you
could
sum
crawls.
That whole thing up in pazienza. Just say pazienza.
No.
Or pacienza.
Pacienza. That's the more common expression nowadays. Pacienza. Mario, you're paciente?
No.
Layla's coming back. Should we have her close out Layla, the show?
Come say something here. Say bye to everybody.
Yeah, let's have Layla close out the show.
Layla's eating a cookie.
Before she does, Layla, before you do, we just want to say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, potato heads.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to send in your words.
Bye, potato heads.
Yes.
Good. But now you can say something if you want.
I want to.
Go ahead.
I want a chocolate fudge cake until Mario leaves.
What? Are you afraid I'm going to eat all your cake?
Does Mario get to have
it? Why?
No.
Layla.
Am I fat?
Do you know what, Layla, do you know what chivalry is?
No.
Do you?
No.
No, okay. See? Okay. Does she know any of those other words?
That's why you're cold.
See? Give me 5, Layla. Good job.
Do not send your kids to the We're Mario so charter smart. School.
Go, okay, goodbye, guys.
Send your words.
Tell Mike.
What are we calling those words? Like, you know, or our expressions?
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, say it.
I don't know what you're saying. She can't understand
She's
you, Mike.
Like, NM? What's that mean?
Don't get.
I hope it's not.
I'm Kelly Rippers.
Kelly Rippers.
Good job.
Nice. All right.
Catch you with. She's going to come back with some dialect.
Ciao.
And now, Yakko Warner sings all of the words in the English language. Aardvark abating, a pet abdicating, a band and a bass and a breast. A blaze and ablution, abhor and abusion, abbreviate, abby, obsessed. Abduct and ablation, abridge and abrasion, abash and abrupt and abride.
But this is fascinating. An M sounds so nice.
An M does not sound right.
Oh, yes, it does.
I'm going to get an M.
I'm getting an M.
I'm getting an M and a Coca-Cola.
So you got a haircut.
That sounds like somebody you know, somebody named Ann Ham. Hey, Ann. Who's this? Ann
I got an haircut. It's wrong.
An haircut.
Yeah, an haircut is wrong as well.
So you're getting a haircut.
Yes. If you were getting an air cut, that would be fine. But you're not. You're getting a haircut.
If you were getting a MacBook Air... A Mac Air, whatever it's called.
I've got an Air.
Right.
But a hair.
You people, so language is so complicated.
Zigging and zagging and Zealous and Zebra and Zenith and Zap and Zephyr. Zeppelin and Zipper and Zephyr and Zither, then Zinc and Zombini and Zoo and Zucchini and Zulu and Zorro, then Zit and Zamoro and Zero and Zoom and...